I'd say it was more of a salmon color, really, said Alicia.
I've never met a salmon, Daniel said.
None of them had ever met a salmon. Fish were incredibly hard to meet. They had their own schools. This is not a pun on schools of fish. Puns will not be tolerated here. Fish literally had their own elementary, junior high, and high schools. It's not a pun. Puns are the worst. In their own neighborhoods, in lakes and rivers and the ocean. They were a whole other world.
Why are you wearing a hat? Zeke asked, still uneasy.
Don't you like it? Daniel asked, sounding worried now, too.
No, no, Zeke said. I like it. It's cool. Pink is cool.
Or salmon, said Alicia.
But,
Daniel said, a little more observant than usual.
Well, Zeke said, don't only birds wear hats?
Is that a rule?
Daniel asked, sounding genuinely curious. And at that, the three lizards paused, because, no, there wasn't a rule exactly, but there sure seemed to be a rule. Was it a rule if it wasn't actually written down anywhere, but was something that everyone knew anyway and acted like it was?
Huh, Zeke said.
2. Our lizards. Here they are. Here are our lizards, Zeke, Daniel, and Alicia, stepping back as the school bus pulls in. All three are what's known as monitor lizards. Alicia and Daniel were clouded monitors whose green skin was covered in patterns of little yellow dots, and Zeke was a peach-throated monitor whose throat was, well, peach-colored. He was considerably larger than his two clouded monitor friends, even though peach-throated monitors were, on the whole, smaller than clouded monitors. Such was life. Averages are just averages, and you meet people outside them all the time. They got on the bus, driven by the same shrew who had always driven it. The lizards lived the furthest away of any student, being bussed in from the poorest part of town under a program to get species to mix more at school, which also meant they were the first people on the bus every morning, aside from the very quiet triplet daughters of the shrew who'd just started that year and were so small even Daniel could have put them in a pocket. None of the shrews, father or daughters, commented on the hat, but Zeke could see them looking.
There's going to be trouble, he thought, but he said it out loud, too.
Alicia shoved him gently and said, "Let him have his hat." Zeke followed his friends to their normal seats. Daniel at the window, Zeke next to him, Alicia on the seat in front of them, leaning over to keep talking. They were on their way to a normal school day at their normal school, recently rebuilt at great expense by the town's supervillain after her son had destroyed it with a giant robot pelican suit. It was a whole thing. Daniel and Alicia were already wearing their hall monitor sashes, while Zeke's was in his backpack with his books. Principal Wombat had made three monitor lizards into the only three hall monitors in school. This was probably a pun, but if so, it was the fault of the principal and not your narrator. It was their job to watch out for late arriving students, or students who were in the hallway when they weren't supposed to be. In other words, they monitored the halls, as you may have guessed from hall monitors. Being a hall monitor, though, was not, as the lizards had repeatedly pointed out to Principal Wombat, a job that was going to help their already quite low popularity. Except Zeke had been the one to stop the giant robot pelican suit, as well as the regular-sized pelican, Pelicarnassus, who had been flying it. Zeke and his friends, not just Alicia and Daniel, but Miel too, the blind hawk with the very loud voice, who was probably cooler than the entire school put together but didn't seem to know it. They were the ones who'd done that. But then they were also the ones who Pelicarnassus had been after. So